We know we live in the best place on earth. Way to wake up. Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast.
The Mid-North Coast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
Ah, yes. Good morning and welcome, everybody. How are we, 5 to 6 clubbers? We've made it to another Thursday, 28th day of October. A high fire danger today. And as you just heard Sean say with the weather there, mostly sunny, just a slight chance of a shower or storm later. Very warm today, up to about 33 in the inland areas at sunrise officially at 5:56. Major news stories of the day today. Well, Scott Morrison says double vaccinated tourists will be able to enter Australia without quarantine by the end of the year. And Australian regulators have approved a third dose of Pfizer to be rolled out from November 8th. These are the booster shots. Locally, New South Wales Health has established an optional community support accommodation in Kempsey to further assist the close contacts of people with COVID-19 to isolate safely and effectively if they can't do so at home. Now, what they've done, they've got a community of 10 motorhomes now operational at the Kempsey Showground, which already has access to power and water. And the big news halfway through yesterday that came through, the Maxville Sea Eagles have announced the signing in Group 2 Rugby League of Greg Inglis for next year's Group 2 Rugby League season. Isn't that fantastic news? Great to see Greg Inglis back on the Mid-North Coast, even though he's a Queenslander. I'm only joking. You know what I mean. On the show today, plenty happening, including Tradie Thursday. We're taking Smoko out today, thanks to our great team, Sean and his crew at Fast Plus, to Brad and his crew from Wilzak Constructions at Kempsey. They get the oak-flavoured milk. They get those wonderful muffins from the hill, and they also get to play their favourite song as Triple M rocks the tradies. Also coming up, more of misheard song lyrics, and of course we're having so much fun this week playing
Missed It By
That Much. There we go. We had a cracker call from a lady yesterday whose father used to sing Bald Headed Woman for More Than a Woman, the Bee Gees. Goodness me, it's all thanks to I here. At the end of the week, someone is going to win that magnificent Bluetooth speaker from our great friends Lyndon at iHear, because life is worth hearing. Tofu Mungbean poking his head in today from his yurt somewhere west of Warhope. Dave Gleason on the show today. Now, today marks the 30th anniversary of their first album coming out. I can't believe it's 30 years. I cannot believe it is 30 years. So we're going to catch up with the great Dave Gleason a little later on in the show and talk about recording of that album that gave us songs like Better. Gee, it was an absolute cracker. In What's Trending, the story of a woman who gets her eyebrows laminated and she ends up looking like Mr. Bean, the poor girl. And in What's Trending, Strawny Leaks, rather, all the latest entertainment goss today. Great story about Keanu Reeves and the Tiger King. The new season starts shortly. You beauty. 133353, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. You can also win $1,000 on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Bill Gates, Julia Roberts, and Kieran McAvoy, the jockey. She's a good horse, Ken. She'll run all day. And many more. Let's go, folks. Thursday. We're one day away from Friday. It is 5 past 5. Let's go.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Astroni!
Triple M! The Locals Guide on Triple M, with everything happening on the Mid-North Coast.
Golf, and it's Millionaire's Day today in Kempsey. The Thursday produce markets are on at Taree Park. The Bloke's Notes meet at the Mac Adams Centre behind the pool in Port Macquarie at 6 tonight. And the Golden Oldies Cupper and Chat at the Mary Bolton Pioneer Cottage and Museum in Gumma Road, Maxville, is on 10 till midday today. It's only $5 for a homemade morning tea, including your museum entry. And you're asked to bring along a doll or a teddy or a toy or maybe a photograph from your childhood and share your memories. The Breast Green New South Wales bus is at the Biripi Aboriginal Medical Centre in Mumford Street, Taree, 13:20:50 to book. And the West Kempsey Pump Track Committee is seeking sponsorship for seating and shading to keep families and riders cool, comfortable and out of the sun. If you'd like to know more, head to the Kempsey Council's Facebook site or their website. Fridge broken down? Urgently need a new washing machine? Bingley offers next day delivery. Order your new fridge or washing machine by 10 p.m. and they'll deliver it to you the very next day. Conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Check out the Locals Guide for the Mid-North Coast anytime on the Listener app for Bingley. Australian-owned for over 60 years. Triple M.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Yeah, I'm going fishing in the morning. I'm going fishing all day. I'm going fishing, time to quit wishing. I'm going fishing today.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters, who still has a red face from yesterday, from that northerly and all the sunshine straight into him yesterday. Good morning, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny.
And how did we go? It was shocking in the middle of the day.
Yes, it came too early and it shut the fishing down, unfortunately. I thought we'd get out for a few hours, but I think we're about an hour and a half into our fishing trip and we had to turn around and come back home. Mm. And it got up to about 40, 45 k's an hour at one stage there. I tell you what, it'd blow the froth off your beer.
Mm. Well, northerlies again today, 15 to 20 knots. Slight chance of a shower. Very warm today, Bluey, 29 to 33. So hopefully that northerly will cool you down a little bit there on your annex out the back of the boat shed. Bottom of the tide at 7:30. If we're going to give it a shot today, where are we going to go?
Yeah, we'll go back out the estuary again, and we'll try for flathead again on prawns or whitebait. Hopefully we'll get a better session in today, and hopefully we'll come home with some nice flathead tails tonight for tea.
Okay, fair enough. No clubs out this weekend because it's the fifth weekend of the month. It's an unusual month, October.
Yeah, it is a very unusual month. It has been a very unusual month with all the different types of weather we've had too. The weather pattern has not been kind to us on the fishing scene, but hopefully we can change that around on Monday.
Yeah, hopefully. Looks like we might get some rain tomorrow and maybe a bit on Saturday as well. But it looks like it's going to be fine for Melbourne Cup Day here on the Mid-North Coast and also fine in Melbourne, Bluey. They're saying that it should be a sunny day and about 30 degrees. So for the Melbourne Cup, which you'll hear live on the M's at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, we're ready to go for the Melbourne Cup. And you're still on the favourite at this stage, Bluey?
Yeah, still on the favourite. Yep, I won't be moving off that. Got the saddle cloth ready.
That's good.
And the cricket overnight, England defeated Bangladesh by 8 wickets. They did that quite easy. That was all right. And in the rugby league, what about the big news that Greg Inglis has signed with the Maxwell Sea Eagles for 2022?
Fancy signing a Queenslander. Only joking.
I know. It just goes to show you that he wants to follow in his father's footsteps. So that just shows you that Maxwell's in Queensland.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But there you go. Yeah. What a great thing for Group 2 Rugby League, Bluey, you know?
Oh, fantastic, you know, especially with Sam Burgess now with the Axemen as a coach. Yep. We're starting to see a few celebrities in the group, and I think that's great for the comp.
Yeah, for sure, Bluey. Now, the other signing too, I think that Clint Greenshields is also going to be playing for one of the clubs.
Oh, right. Is that the guy? Was he out of Cronulla, was he?
Yeah, well, he former fullback for St George.
Right.
And he also played for the Catalan Dragons. And also, Pierce has gone to the Catalan Dragons. How about that?
Yeah, he has signed, has he? Yeah. Oh, he's wants to sign with him. They've released him, have they?
Yeah.
And what about the North City Bears? They've put an application in to be the 18th team.
Whereabouts, though, Bluey? Back at home?
Yeah, North Sydney Bears, yep. They put an application to the NRL yesterday to be the 18th team.
Oh, the Kalahari Desert, remember they used to call the middle part of the ground there? It is a fantastic oval. I've been there to see cricket, Bluey.
Oh,
and you know, the big trees there that overlook the ground and are just fantastic. Yeah. Clint Greenshields is the Sawtill coach for 2022. For the Sawtill Panthers. So they've got a bit of star power, haven't they, Group 2?
Oh, fantastic, I reckon. Yeah, great to see.
Some type of crowd in Greg Inglis's first game. Holy dooly.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Greg Inglis jumper up there the first game, eh?
Crikey, yeah. And great for the kids to see him too, particularly the local kids.
Oh, I think it's fantastic. Yep.
Now, how did we go yesterday, Bluey? Did they get the ferry fixed? It was just normal maintenance running again?
Yep, normal maintenance for the ferry, and she's up and running smoothly as anything.
Now, also, you had a shocking visit to the supermarket yesterday. You were at Woolies, and what happened?
Oh, all the refrigeration's all gone again. Poor people. Geez, they must be doing it tough there. So I did all the shopping, and I thought, because you couldn't buy any meat, and you couldn't get your cheeses or anything like that, and I need some pork chops for a meal. And I thought, I'll do all the shopping. I'll just slip across to the butcher, across the road, and grab some pork chops, walk across there. Whoop, no, he's cleaned up. He's empty for the day. They cleaned him out. 5 to 5, and he said, I'm all over, finished.
Oh, good on him. Good on him, the independent butcher. You're talking about stuff that's there, like even in a crisis, you know, the fire and flood or strikes or whatever it is, there's always frozen Brussels sprouts left over. And if you're in the bakery, Bluey, at the end of the day, I'm here to tell you, I think you need a Fennec and Buzzsaw to get through rye bread. Now, I once was at a bakery that was the only thing left. I nearly broke my choppers on rye bread. I cannot cop rye bread. Do you like rye bread, Bluey?
Never had it. Thank you.
Tell you what, I'll give you the tip. Unless you've got a really good sharp saw, Bluey, it's shocking.
You'll have to see if one of the listeners can ring in and tell them that they eat rye bread.
Yeah, who eats rye bread? Yeah, exactly right. I'm here to tell you, it is not on my list. I only had it once. That was the old joke about the great Freddie Truman, the great English fast bowler. And he was a great after-dinner speaker. He used to open up with one of his lines talking about touring. He goes, everybody goes to India once. Well, I'm here to tell you, everybody eats rye bread once. Break your choppers, unbelievable. Anyway, we better talk fishing. Tomorrow, homework for you, Bluey. We need a TAB best bet and a Botlow best bet as well. It's going to be a warm weekend. And your fishing best bet today, you're heading out to the estuary before the wind gets up?
Yeah, we're out to the estuary before the northeasters hit us again. We're going to chase a lazy flathead on prawns or whitebait.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M and Strawny for Brekkie. We're playing the Coast Greatest Hits. Tofu Mung Bean coming up after 7. It is you two from Uktung Baby, and even better than the real thing. Partly cloudy today, very warm, 27 to 33 for today.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, in the Telegraph today, their lead story is alleged bail jumper has barbecue before leaving. Police believe alleged drug kingpin Mustafa Balich planned his escape whilst on bail, including having visitors over to his home before he left on a private jet. In the Australian, their lead story today, sacred cows, PM to reject methane emissions cut. Australia will refuse a US and European-backed pledge for a 30% cut in methane emissions by the end of the decade. Whilst in the Herald, their lead story today, alleged Sydney drug kingpin breaks ankle monitor and seeks escape. Restaurateur Mustafa Balich, now on the run and being hunted by police, spoke of having access to $30 million in personal funds, according to talk court documents. And those are the main news stories in our national papers today. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies, a paltry $3 million up for grabs in the Powerball this evening. Now, I think you and I'd still take it, wouldn't we? I'm sure we would.
We apologise for this break in our program. We'll resume as soon as possible.
Strawny's Brekkie Show.
The Mid-North
the
Coast.
Local electrical and small appliance superstore.
Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Hi there, I'm Sean Patterson with your local briefing. A community of motorhomes has been set up at the Kempsey Showground to help people who are close contacts of COVID cases. It's for those who can't effectively self-isolate at home. 10 vans are available, with Mid-North Coast Health saying it'll be able to get more if needed. Chief Executive Stuart Dowrick says both health officials and the community are working hard to stop the spread.
Oh, look, I think our community and all agencies are working really hard to support those with COVID. But again, we expect this number to continue to grow. These things take time. These things take time to get under control.
Kids will be back in the classroom at Aldervilla and Woolgoolga Public Schools today. The schools are reopening following confirmed COVID cases. Both have had a deep clean and close contacts are self-isolating. Meantime, we'll soon get notifications telling us if we've been to a COVID exposure site. From tomorrow, alerts will automatically be sent through the Service New South Wales app to anyone who's checked into a venue at the same time as a COVID case. Coastal farmers will soon be able to store a lot more rainwater on their properties. The state government has announced an increase in harvestable rights at 30%. Previously, only 10% of rain that falls could be stored. The move expected to help farmers produce more, as well as prepare for drought and bushfire. And the state government has also declared a war on weeds. More than $24 million will go towards cutting-edge technology for farmers, like environmental DNA testing and detector dogs. Taking a look at sport, a franchise vying to become the NRL's 18th team is promising to play most of its games in regional New South Wales. The Bears have formally started their bid to enter the comp. Now the Dolphins are locked in for 2023. The club would play 4-6 matches at North Sydney Oval. However, the remaining home games would be taken to places like Wagga, Dubbo and Coffs Harbour.
Hi there, Madeline Larson with the National News Briefing. America says Julian Assange can serve any potential prison sentence in his home country, Australia. It comes after a British court refused to request to extradite the WikiLeaks founder in January to face espionage charges. The US has asked for that decision to be overturned, promising to let him serve time down under. Gladys Berejiklian's former boyfriend will give evidence at an anti-corruption inquiry today. Ex-MP Daryl Maguire will be back in the stand as ICAC investigates if the former New South Wales Premier breached public trust when awarding grants during her relationship with him. Berejiklian is due to speak tomorrow. The Queensland Government has introduced an Olympic and Paralympic Bill, revealing more details about the people who will shape the 2032 Games. A diverse group will work together from past Olympians to community reps, organising things like the torch relay and accommodation for athletes. And big news this morning with Australia confirming it won't be following the US in investigating UFOs. A declassified Pentagon report from June found more than 100 sightings of the unidentified flying objects couldn't be explained. Our Air Force Chief fronting a Senate hearing in Canberra, dismissing the need for a task force.
I'm not familiar with nor have seen any reports or information regarding UAPs in an Australian airspace context.
Aussie as Wombat Valley Foods are made for chefs by chefs. Wombat Valley Foods. Wombatfoodgroup.com.au. That's wombatfoodgroup.com.au.
Melbourne Storm coach Craig Bellamy is staying out of contract negotiations with Brendan Smith, who still has one more year left on his current deal. Bellamy says he's unaware his star hooker has requested all clubs, including the Dolphins, submit their best offers when the transfer window opens next Monday.
Didn't really know that. I don't read the papers too much, especially this time of year, but, you know, if that's what he wants to do, well, that's what he's going to do.
And Tyrone May has 7 days to convince Penrith's board he should not be sacked for a serious breach of his contract.
Triple M's Beach and Surf Report, powered by Kempsey Camping World, Kempsey Firearms and The Complete Angler, all under one roof. 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Small clean waves greet those early morning rises today. That swell size is around that 2 foot, the odd 3 foot set coming in. There's a little bit of bump on it from that overnight east to northeast wind blowing. We have a light nor'wester early this morning, and water temperature hovering around that 18 degrees. Best bet, get out there early before that nor'east starts really blowing this afternoon. Make the most of it. If you're heading out later in the day, head to those protected northern corners. I'll catch you in the surf.
Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki and Dave Gleeson from the Screamin' Jets in just under half an hour. It is Pleasure and Plane from the Divinals. It is Oztober. Tomorrow from 11, we start playing back the Great Aussie Songbook. Really stinking hot today. Cloudy, 27 to 33 degrees.
Now on Triple M, we're going off the grid with Tofu Mung Bean, live from his yurt somewhere west of Warhope.
Yes, that's on the radio.
Yes, Tofu, it's Strawny here. What can we do for you this morning?
Well, I've been listening to, like, you know, your misheard song lyrics that, you know, missed it by that much.
Yeah, Tofu.
Well, I got one that I've been, you know, doing for years and I've only just found out, like, it's not right. You know, Starship, we built this city.
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought the line was, we built this city on sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls?
Yeah, well, you know, like if you're having a big night and maybe you've had a smoke and you just got the munchies, like how cool would a city be made of sausage rolls, man.
I see.
Peace and vegetables out.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. Strotty Leakes, the latest entertainment goss coming up. Really nice story about Keanu Reeves. And also the trailer, the new trailer's dropped for Tiger King 2. Oh, I can't wait. I know it's trash, but it's good. That's what Strotty Leakes is all about, yes. Brian Adams from So Far So Good. Can't stop this thing we started. And what we do start every Thursday, and we started it a long time ago, is Tradie Thursday, thanks to Sean and the team at Fast Blast. Today, Ashley is heading to the Mighty McClay with the oak-flavoured milk and these beautiful muffins from the hill. And, oh, my goodness, they're still warm.
Fresh out of the oven.
What are they today?
So we've got a mixed bag. We've got raspberry and white chocolate.
Yeah.
And then also a carrot cake one.
Oh, carrot cake one.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, they are still warm and the chocolate is still
the white chocolate's like melting
running.
On top of
it's
it.
It's running.
Oh.
We're going to Wilzak Constructions in Kempsey. We're going to be talking to Brad a little bit later on. He gets to play his favourite rock song. If you'd like us to come to your job site, just register your interest at triplem.com.au. Still to come, of course, we have misheard song lyrics.
Missed it by that much.
Thanks to the great team at I Hear Morning Linden. Now, we did have an email entry. Who's this from?
So this is from Narelle.
Yes.
And she said, Dire Straits' Money for Nothing was first released in the 80s. It came on the radio when I was on a bus in Sydney, and an older lady sitting in front of me said to her friend, "This is a strange song. Get your money for nothing and your chips for free."
I could see how that could be construed. And Tofu's one. I mean, like, what's he on?
Oh.
Well, I think we know what he's on, but anyway. All right, Ash, get out of those. Apparently there's one left over, and there's you, me, Bianca. Who else?
Everyone.
Everybody.
In the office. Big Boss is in coughs today, so he doesn't get none.
That's even more better, if that's a word.
One less person we have to share it with.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Producer, stick it in your ear.
Strawny Leakes. Thanks to Southwest Rocks Country Club and Social Alley. Open 7 days a week. Come and play.
Keanu Reeves certainly lived up to his nice fella tag on the set of the latest John Wick movie. The actor, who just wrapped up filming on John Wick Chapter 4, was dining with the film's four-person stunt team in Paris over the weekend when he surprised each of them with an incredibly lavish gift, a Rolex watch each worth £7,300. Foxtel has confirmed Celebrity Gogglebox Australia will air next year with the likes of Anthony Kalia, Tim Campbell and designer Alex Perry rumoured to be part of the star-studded cast. And Tiger King is coming out with a second season, you beauty! After the first season became a smash hit during lockdown of the first part of COVID-19. And yesterday, a trailer for season 2 of the Netflix show was shared. The colourful saga of America's most notorious big cat owners continues.
When you think you've seen it all, you haven't quite seen it all.
You have a prepaid call from
Jill Exotic. There's an innocent man in prison.
Everybody's from the zoo is up there making money. I'm paying the price for every one of them people.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
I love this one. Again, you'll probably see it on the news tonight. A woman has been left in hysterics after a botched eyebrow lamination resulted in her looking like Mr. Bean. Sarah Donnelly from Manchester took to TikTok yesterday, where she shared a very funny video alongside the caption which read, "I was trying to keep up with the kids, so I got my brows laminated, and this happened." In the short clip, which has since been viewed about 20,000 times, she can be heard laughing about the results of her latest procedure, the one that made her look like Mr. Bean. As I said, you'll probably see it on the news tonight, that poor girl.
What's trending on Triple M for Hakuna Homes? It means no worries, and that's what you get with Hakuna Homes.
Triple M. It is Oztober, and tomorrow from 11 we start playing back the songbook. Australian crawl things don't seem very quick on the email. Scotty, what the is he saying? Scott, I can't say that, but I'm glad you did. Yeah. Sunny today, 28 to 33 for today.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Well, I can't believe it. Is it 30 years? The Screaming Jets have just re-released All For One. That was the debut album 30 years ago. Dave Gleeson, Triple M beloved son, and of course we see him here regularly, particularly around Red Hot Summer Tour time with the Jets and with the Angels, is here to walk down memory lane a bit with that album. G'day, Dave. Thanks for joining us.
G'day, Strawny. My pleasure, mate.
Good on you. Look, 30 years ago the album came out. Can you tell us a bit about what it was like recording the songs like Better and Come On? Actually, they say you always must have 20 or 30 songs to go into the studio to get the songs that go on the album. Was that the case? Did you have a lot of material?
Yeah, I think we ended up, I think we recorded, we whittled it down from about 30 demos down to about 15 or 16 songs that we recorded in the studio, and then pick the best 12 of those. Yeah, so it's always better to go in, what do they say? It's like when I was cutting pipe as a plumber, and if you cut it too long, that's all right, because they say it's better to be looking at it than looking for it. And the same thing with songs. It's better to have them all there and rather than be going, oh, let's write another song.
And Dave, what about a song like Better? Was that one that was born out of the live shows, or was that something you'd just written knowing that you're going in to record?
Grant had written that one pretty well, holus bolus. We used to rehearse in a little place next to the Jolly Roger in Newcastle, which was a fairly low dive of a joint. and Victor, who owned the Jolly Roger, had a storeroom / rehearsal room next door to the place. So we'd set up in amongst all the chairs and tables that were stacked on each other, and we weren't allowed to get too close because it had an earthing problem in that room, and we'd give each other mad electric shocks every time we got near each other. But I still remember Grant brought that in, and it was like, as I say, it was written pretty well in its entirety. And luckily enough, back in those days, you used to be able to road test songs, you know. I mean, you'd go out there and you'd play songs that people didn't know, and they wouldn't be on out, play something we know, because we didn't have an album out, so how are they going to know any of our songs? But yeah, you know, Better was one of those songs that really got the producers and the record companies very excited from the get-go.
Now, talking about 30 years ago, the film clip, Dave, was that your first foray into a green screen?
That was... no, there was no green screen there. That was this massive studio, man. They it had about 40-foot high ceilings.
Wow.
And that blue sky that's painted, they painted that on the background. And it was, it actually had 10 tons of red desert soil brought in, and each time we'd finish a take, a dude came out with like a little trowel on that and remade all the rivulets through the sand and everything. It was nuts. It was cost $90,000. It was certainly my first foray into doing a video that cost more than my parents' house cost to buy.
Isn't that amazing?
When I was growing up.
And Dave, was that something creatively you as a band decided to do, or do you have someone called Tarquin with two T's and a ponytail advising you?
Well, what happened was we looked through show reels of people whose videos we loved, and being huge fans of Faith No More, The Real Thing, all the videos off that, Ozzy Osbourne's No More Tears, Iron Maiden, End of the World, all these videos just mad, and they said they could get that producer, so we got a guy called Ralph Zimmern over from South Africa, and yeah, he just kind of, it was just his vision. We just got dressed up and mucked around.
Have you still got the leather singlet? Does it still fit, Dave?
No, the thing was, that wasn't leather, it was rubber. It was like this rubber thing, and because I was putting stuff all over me, like glycerin and that, to make it look like I was sweating, it made it all perish. So I pulled it out a few years ago. It's just this lump of rubbery goop in me bag.
Also, Dave, let's talk about the memories of, that's the album. And then what about the tour? I mean, you get to number two on the ARIA charts, the band's just... so much loved by the Australian public. They're just on board. You're going overseas as a young bloke. Your memories of going to Europe and, you know, America and that, favourite memories from that tour?
Oh, look, we're just getting over. We kind of, I remember we had a going away party the night before in King's Cross or Rushcutters Bay just down the road. All my old men and a few other people were there, a few other, like, you know, normal people, and then the rest of us just rock morons. But, yeah, getting over to Europe, getting a tour bus, thinking that, you know, this is how you do it. You get on the road, you get on tour bus for 3 months around UK, Europe, and then the same again for the US. So it was awesome. It's an amazing experience.
So is Spinal Tap pretty true? You're pretty happy with that?
100%. That's just about it. Between Spinal Tap and It's a Long Way to the Top by Bon Scott, by AC/DC, that's my life.
Unbelievable. Dave, so good to chat to you this morning, mate. We know you're going to be back shortly with Red Hot Summer Tour and the Angels. I know you've got a tour reworked for next year, Dave. When do you start that?
Yeah, so the Paulie Wozine, my co-founder of the Jets, he calls the Angels like my mistress. So he goes, oh, he's off with his freaking mistress now.
Yeah.
So that takes up most of the start of next year. And then the All for One tour has been rescheduled from July next year.
From July, your beauty.
It's been a long, hard road, but next year looks like we're going to be touring all year again. So very excited about that. So is my wife.
Good stuff. Love it when you play the album like that. It's fantastic. Now, a reminder, if you want to rediscover it, All for One, it's 30 years old, but it sounds like yesterday. Dave Gleeson, thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you here when you're next year, buddy. Here's a little bit of the song in front of, well, I thought it was a green screen, but it was a bloke from South Africa. We had a lot of money to spend, and here it is. Better from Dave and the Screaming Jets. Triple M, Oztober, 31 days, Dripping Australiana, the songbook from 11 tomorrow, can't wait. The great noise works there, and Take Me Back, 133353, our number. I've got to say, local artist Adam Murray got to do, actually, John Stevens' T-shirt for Oz Music T-shirt Day. And if you know Adam, his work is just sensational. And what he did for John is great. Have a look at his Instagram or his Facebook page. You can see what he did for John Stevens. He loved growing up with that music. And you can see it in his work too. Fantastic. Good on you, Ads. Yeah. 13 past 8.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone. 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
As we are about trying to give away the money on the wheel, I've warmed it up once, and hopefully Julie's going to have the hot hand from Port Macquarie to hopefully spin up the Moolah this morning. G'day, Julie. What are you up to today?
Good morning. Not a lot.
Well, it's going to be really, really warm today, so probably not a lot is a good answer. We might get a little bit wet tomorrow. We'll see, but the gardeners will love that. Now, for $1,000, what number are we looking for the wheel, Julie?
26, please.
Number 26 for Julie. All right, here we go. Come on, number 26. Come on, number 26. Around it goes. It goes past 26. We'll have enough to come round again. It does, but it keeps going. Julie lands on the number 14. Can't give you the cash, Julie, but Monday we do the next draw for the Triple M Fire Pit. Thanks to our great friends at Bennett Steel. It is the Easy Burn. These look great. You can take them camping, set them up in the backyard. They are celebrating 30 years in business at Bennett Steel, and each month they're giving us something beaut like that to give away. Have a great day, Julie. Keep your hat on today.
Okay, thanks very much.
Okie dokie. Other birthdays today, famously, Bill Gates, Julia Roberts and Kieran McAvoy, the jockey, are all born on this day. Strawny Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss coming up next. Nice story about Keanu Reeves. Oh, and the trailer's dropped for Tiger King 2. I'll play a bit of that next.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast, Triple M.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday. Powered by Fast Plus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Triple M.
That it is, and today we're at Woolzack Constructions on the mighty McClay and getting to hear the story from Brad of the history of the business and what they're doing today, and they get showered with goodies too. We'll talk more about that shortly. G'day, Brad.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good, buddy. Now, are you inside today or outside?
Outside, mate.
Oh, it's going to be about 33. You'll earn your quid today. It's certainly very, very warm.
It is, mate.
It is, yeah. Now, Brad, talking about the history of the company, we love hearing these stories of our great local businesses here on the Mid-North Coast. Tell us about Woolzack Constructions. How long has it been around?
Mate, we've been, 15 years, 18 years.
That's a great record. How many people do you have working with you, Brad?
Five.
Five, okie dokie. And what type of stuff are you doing, Brad?
Building, concreting, and, you got excavators and bobcats, and, do all our own work.
Right, okay. And after the fires and the floods, gee, we've had an horrific couple of years, Brad. And you guys, I suppose when COVID hit, like everybody, had your doubts about things. But, gee, have you ever been busier?
No, mate, it's been the busiest with the last 2 years. It's just, we can't keep up.
Is it mainly housing stuff that you do, Brad?
Mate, we do more commercial work.
Okay.
And, mate, we just can't get on top of it at the moment.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's so busy. What's some of the bigger builds you've been involved with, Brad, that we'd know?
Oh, we're at Kempsey Jail at the moment, working in there. And
Thank you, Doug. You make sure the locks are on the doors.
Mate. We're guarded the whole time we're inside, so it's all good.
Good on you, buddy. And you don't see it slowing down anytime soon. It is just crazy. But, it's an amazing place. Are you a local, Brad, or are you new to the area?
No, mate, local, been here all my life.
Yeah, it's so good. Thing is, though, Brad, the secret's getting out, isn't it?
It is, mate, it is. But the worst thing about it is just driving prices up, so the locals can't afford to buy a house in the area.
Yeah, I know. It's like, when you're relaxing, Brad, where do you like to go? I mean, you've got so much really good stuff near you at the Rocks, Hat Head, etc. Where do you like to wind down?
Yeah, we usually go up river, mate, in the fresh water and have a punt up there.
Yeah, do you go after, do you fish? You go after the bass up there?
Yeah, do a little bit of bass fishing, just four-wheel drive and camping, a bit of motorbike riding. Yeah.
Good on you, buddy. Yeah, it is the dream we are fair dinkum living here. Now, Brad, because you are today's Tradie Thursday, you get the oak-flavoured milk, and how good are the muffins from the hill?
I haven't tried the muffin yet. It's just still sitting there looking at me.
I know. Well, mate, they were still warm. Ashley brought them in before she headed out this morning, and they were still warm. They look great. You get to play your favourite song, and here on the M's, it's over to you, Brad, from Woolzack Constructions. Great to hear your story. All the very best for the future. What would you like to hear, Brad?
The Gambler.
Oh, The Gambler. How good's The Gambler? Kenny Rogers. How bad was the facelift the poor old bloke had right near the end, though?
They all get old, mate.
Oh, no. But it looked like someone went up behind him and went, boo, like that. Here he is, the great Kenny Rogers. Good on you, Brad. Thanks for being part of Tradie Thursday.
Thank you, bye.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by Fast Plast Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Triple M and Strutty for Brecky. It's been a busy morning. And Whippet from Devo. We are you not men? Are we not men? Devo, yeah. That's just about it for us on the show for today. Gee, it's been a busy morning. If you missed it earlier on, I caught up with Dave Gleason. Their debut album for the Jets was released 30 years ago. And I was asking him about how many songs. I mean, normally you go in with too many.
What do they say? It's like when I was cutting pipe as a plumber, and if you cut it too long, that's all right, because they say it's better to be looking at it than looking for it. And the same thing with songs. It's better to have them all there and rather than be going, oh, let's write another song.
Yeah. You want to hear the interview in full? It's on the Listener app. It was great to catch up with Dave Gleason this morning. Tomorrow on the show, our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend, and hopefully catching up with the new Maxwell Sea Eagles coach. Of course, with Greg Inglis on the books for next year. Wow, what a season for Group 2. Whatever you're doing, have a great day. Stand by. Steve Price after 9 with Australia Today. If you missed any part of the show, go to the website, go to my page and press catch up. The whole lot of it's there. Give me a couple of minutes after 9. See ya.
You have a treasure that money can't buy.